Rambam, and Be'ezer Hashem, the first part of what we'll do is try, I told you Shmaru Patel, to try to deal with these Tzarafimans. Who has them down clear? Which Tzarafimans down clear?
In the case where you have Imanu Ayit and you also you add some other details and the details you mentioned, you have other details, and it's still the case of Imanu Ayit. So in the case of Imanu Ayit plus Elu, of the Gam Elu.
So the first Tzarachiyun, good, is that the Rambam, someone here, we're going to keep these, now we're going to refer to them in numbers. So the first Tzarachiyun is going to be our order, is that the Rambam in Yuches Beis talks about a case where you have both Hazama Achashi. He says, he also says Malvin Lova worked with us. For some reason, the Rambam says that that's Hakosha. The Lechem Mishnah argued yesterday that according to the logic of the tour, that if they're being so said, the Gufa Eidus, by definition, that's going to be Hazama. Why does the Rambam call it Hakosha? That was Sarachim number one. Yesterday, we gave the Lechem Mishnah's approach, and we discussed the weakness in the Lechem Mishnah's approach. Okay. Sorry, what's Tzarachiyun number two?
Based on the Mishnah's approach, if we're saying
that. No, that we're going to that we already gave. Okay, let's leave that. Yesterday we gave Lechem Mishnah. We explained why we're not going to run with the Lechem Mishnah on itself. Okay, what's Tzarachiyun? What else did we ask in our sugya?
In Perek Yutes Rambam, why
is he quoting? In Perek Yutes Halacha Beis, when the Rambam gives these halachos, so over there of our sugya, there's a striking omission in the Rambam. The Rambam, when he gives the halachas, says all of Rava's cases except for one. All of Rava's cases, both the Chula and the Chumran handed out. Which case is missing in the Rambam? Yes, Daniel, Gevaldik, yeah?
No Gmar Din.
If there's no Gmar Din by Knas, did he get it right? Mm-hmm. I think got it.
Yeah.
No Gmar Din by Knas, beautiful. We have no Gmar Din by Knas, so in such a case, the Rambam does not have that halacha. What did our Gemara say when there's no Gemara Din by Knas? What did our Gemara say? If there's no Gemara Din, there's a regular parasha of Hazama. So why is it that that's not mentioned at all? That's Tzarachiyun number two. What's Tzarachiyun number three? What's the third difficulty? Yes, Yosef?
The commission makes Rambam come out like Rava, but the Gemara is the halacha of the Bible.
The Lechem Mishnah makes the Rambam come out to be like, no, okay, that I told you we're going to leave. We explain what we're not coming to far in for anymore, okay? So, yeah, go ahead. What's the third Tzarachiyun? In other words, we spelled out what's difficult Lechem Mishnah. What's the third Tzarachiyun in the Rambam himself? Your Tzarachiyun is on the Lechem Mishnah. That I'm not going to repeat. Now, what's the third difficulty in the Sugya? Yes, Eitan?
The Rambam says that when it's
Hakosha
and
Azama
together, that's
a different Hakosha.
However, our
Gemara
gives a case when the two
agents
come, that's
a different Hakosha
and Azama.
Lechura, in our sugya, we have Manish, Hakosha, and Azama. Why? Because when one is coming to be made against somebody else, over there, what is he saying? What are Yisachar and Zvulun doing when they're being made against Yosef and Binyamin? They're not only saying Yimanu Yisen, they're saying you got the facts wrong. It didn't happen on Sunday. It happened when? It happened on Friday. Oh, if that's so, since Mamish the Rambam's case, of Achasha with Hazama, asks the Tzlach, beautiful diyukin, the whole Tzlach is beautiful. It's a case of Achasha with Hazama, and if it's a case of Achasha with Hazama, so the Kasha is, how is it that the Rambam says that that's not called Hazama? Rava the Farish said that that's called Hazama.
The commission answers that question at the end.
Yeah, for Mari ben Leif?
After Mari ben Leif.
Yeah, but I'm not interested in Mari ben Leif right now. Okay, Rabosai, now. Let's start with the beautiful diuk that the Tzlach makes in our sugya. The Tzlach makes an amazing diuk. Tzlach points out that in our sugya, the Gemara was very precise where the Gemara described Horag es hanefesh. The allegation is that Reuven killed a nefesh. That's the allegation. Reuven killed a nefesh. Why does it say that Reuven killed a nefesh? Why doesn't it say that Reuven killed Shimon? No, you worked last night a little. You worked a little, Rabbi Isai. Not just reading the tzlach. We all mel. It's summertime. I remember springtime when I was a teenager. It was very hard to be omel. But you got to be miskaber. You got to be miskaber. How many people worked last night? You read the tzlach, right? You came up with this before you read the tzlach, or you know from the tzlach? From the tzlach. I want to hear someone that's great. No criticism whatsoever. But I want someone who is omel on this on their own. No, what's the teretz this, Kasha?
Hey.
Pony es ha-nefesh.
Ha-nefesh. That one.
That's how you want to be miyashin. Okay, but you all know. Very good. So Rebbeinu wants to say it's not a diuk. Right? That's what you're saying. Rebbeinu wants to say it's not a diuk. Ha-nefesh means, right, you look back at Lashon HaGemara, said ha-nefesh. So he wants to say, it means they led Shimon Dafka. By the way, for those of you who have the tzlach, I told you, I'm introducing you to one of the beautiful pilises of Pilpul. For those who are familiar with our shiurim, who've been around for a while, you know that this is not the style that I usually build in, but it's a beautiful mahalach, and it's a kedai for people to know what Pilpul is. Pilpul in the positive sense. When you don't know anything, you say Pilpul, then it sounds very strange. But the tzlach, nu shas. So if you want to follow along and read yourself the whole Pilpul of the tzlach, I'm right now on page, in the red edition, I'm in page Shin Chof Ches, where he makes this diuk in paragraph Omnom. Where is it in the brown? Does somebody have the brown? Reish Chof Hey, paragraph Omnom also, right? Starts Omnom? Okay. So the Tzlach makes a diuk. He doesn't like Rav Zev's parents for some reason. And the Tzlach says like this brilliantly. Zot the Tzlach. It is a beautiful, beautiful Ha'ara. He says the reason why it doesn't say Reuven killed Shimon is because the moment we would say Reuven killed Shimon, so then there would be Hakasha. You can't kill Shimon twice. And that's not so clear that would be called Hazama. But if we're talking about where he says, Reuven killed a nefesh. So then in such a case, it's possible for Reuven to have killed twice. And therefore, there was no hakhasha by Yisachar and Zvulun. There was only Hazama. Right. What about when it comes to Rava's other case? When Rava talks about Knas. When Rava talks about Knas, what's going on when Rava talks about Knas? Here we have an allegation of Tavach Umachar. Now the Gemara differentiates between a case of where he was Tavach Umachar before Gemar Din versus after Gemar Din. Whether there was a Gemar Din or not. Now wait a second. Over there, is it possible that we're talking about two different shvarim? Are we talking about two different shars? The Gemara differentiated between whether he was a bar chiyuv or wasn't a bar chiyuv. Whether he already was a bar tashlumen. Even if he was already a bar tashlumen, even if it was a case of Gemar Din, maybe it's still zoomable. Why is it still zoomable? Because maybe he stole another shor and he slaughtered another shor. What's the answer? It must be that the Gemara is talking about where there's only one shor. They're both talking about Lucy that belongs to Sarah. So since we're talking about cow Lucy that belongs to one person, so then, in such a case, then, if he was slaughtered, if there was a Gemara Din already on Friday, the Gemara differentiated between whether there was a Gemara Din or there wasn't. If there was a Gemara Din, they're not Zuman, both of us already Baal Tashlumin. And if there wasn't, so then he's a Bar Tash, then he's going to be Zumable, because the fellow was not a Bar Tashlum. But if we're going to say the allegation is on two different oxen, then the whole Gemara doesn't make any sense, Zuktitzlach. That's what the Tzlach says in Dibra Maschil Apple. So he observes, Madrashas, all the pilpul here starts with beautiful Ha'aris and Pshat. Zuktitzlach Hazei. When it comes to the chiyu, the first case of the Gemara, we don't know who the victim is. When it comes to the shard, we have to know that we're talking about which particular shard Reuven was alleged to be Toveach u'Mocher. So far, so good, Rabosai? If these are the two givens, the second case, let's analyze. Is the second case, we prove that the first case of Hariga is only Hazama. There's no Hakasha whatsoever. Hey, come back. Good. There's no Hakasha whatsoever. So Rabosai, there's no Hakasha over here. There's only Hazama. What about the case of the shard? Is there only Hazama, or is there also Akasha? Lucy could live how many times? Lucy could only live once. Not a, as we said yesterday, not a Rova cat. She could only live once. If she could only live once, so then what do we have? We have Akasha with Hazama. Zot Ditzlach! The Rambam in Perek Yudes Halacha Beis. Now I'm skipping all the way to the Tzlach at the end. In, for those of you who are keeping score at home, and as Steve Summers says, I know you are. On towards the end in Dibur Hamaskil Ulefize, page Shin Lamid, Zot the Tzlach. That's why the Rambam omitted in Perek Yudes Halacha Beis, because over there, what was the case that the Rambam omitted? The Rambam omitted a case with Hazama and Nachasha, because the Rambam holds, for some reason, we don't know why, the Rambam holds Hazama with Nachasha is what? Hazama with Nachasha is not zoomable. The Rambam Lishitasa with Yud Ches Beis. The Rambam ripped out the Gemara, tore it out. He tore out part of the Gemara. What chutzpah does a Rambam have to tear it out the Gemara? You know the famous joke with the Rugged Shabbat going when he tore out a Tosas? And they asked him, Rebbe, how can you tear out the Tosas? So the Rugged Shabbat said, the Rugged Shabbat used to be Chayla Karn Rishayim. He would pass him, who is the Rugged Shabbat's Rebbe? The Rugged Shabbat was Labavitcher Chassid, was Batal himself 100% to the Rebbe. Who was the Rebbe at the time? Tzedek? What? No, he was a Lubavitcher Chassid. He's Lubavitcher himself to the Rebbe, unless the Lubavitchers rewrote the whole biography. But in the biography that's put out by Lubavitcher Chassidim, he was a Lubavitcher Chassid, he was Lubavitcher himself to Rebbe. I think this is not only Lubavitcher Chassidim's say. He was Lubavitcher himself to Rebbe, but in learning, after he reached about 25 or so, he was entirely independent. When the Rugged Shabbat used to come and learn in the morning, my boy said, it's beautiful. Can you do this? The Rugged Shabbat at Sal used to come, and he would sit down, and he would learn Gemara and Rambam. And he would say to the Rambam, he would open the Rambam, and he would say, Good morgen, Rebbe. He mamish felt the Rambam was his Rebbe. Mamish, pshuto kimashmo. So the Rugged Shabbat, the only thing that he was mevatel in Hadrach, he was mevatel himself to the Lubavitcher Rebbe. And in Halacha, is what he thought his Rebbe, the Rambam, was saying. Everything else was up to full debate. So the legend has this, I don't believe is true. But the legend has it, just to bring it out, that he tore out a Tesis. So they asked him, Rebbe, what about the Tesis on the other side? So he said, Oy l'rasha, oy l'shchena. But over here, so what happened? What happened? The Rambam Rambam just tore out Rava. But we know the Rambam's Svara. We know why the Rambam tore out Rava. Why did the Rambam tear out Rava? Because this case of Rava doesn't fit what the Rebbe of the Rambam taught in Yud Ches Beis. In Yud Ches Beis, the Rebbe of the Rambam taught that that's Hachoshe with Azama. And it all starts with a Diyuk in Pshat. Now, we don't know why the Rambam tore Rava out, but the Rambam tore him out. And the Rambam, every word is Meduyuk. That's why the Rambam chose these three cases to quote and not the other, and not the other one. The cases on the Fashis are only Hazama, there's no Akasha. The last case is a case that's not zoomable. But the case of the Gemara that says that zoomable, that case is what? That case is Akasha with Hazama. The Rambam tears out that case of Rava. It doesn't fit into Rambam's worldview. The Rebbe of the Rambam didn't hold this way. In Kainim Advarim, we have to ask, who's Rava and who's Abaya? Who is it, Rav Gifter or Rav Schwab, who used to say, I'm not interested when they start doing research in Rashi, I'm not interested what Rashi ate for breakfast. I'm interested in who they were. So what does it mean when we ask who's Rava and who's Abaya? We're interested in who their Mahus of Tayyar was. So who's Abaye and who's Rava in the Parsha's Mom? You tell me, what do you know about the personality of Abaye and Rava? What's that? What's the personality? What do we know about the personality of Rava? Yeah, or? Yeah. Oh, Rava learns Eitz Zomim is a Chiddush. And Abaye says, Rava, let's go right, we got it right. Rava says, Mikado Labon Nifsal. And Abaye says, Lamafreya Nifsal. Abaye is the one who goes with a pure Svara, and Rava goes with a Chiddush. Ooh. What would pure Svara, and this is your pure Svara, I both said you guys were great in the first day. Every single one of you, when you read Yud Ches Beis, and I told you I don't want to discuss it, now you know why I didn't want to discuss it. A few people that weren't so happy with me at the time. But now you know why I didn't want to discuss it. In Yud Ches Beis, is the Rambam logical or is the Rambam not? All of you, when you read Yud Ches Beis, said, why is it not a classic case of Azoma? Right? All of you were bothered by that question. Now that is only a starting point. If you're thinking from the personality of whom? If you're thinking from the personality of Abaye? I got my names right again? If you think Limafreo Nifsal, that's the logic, right? Rava's the Chiddush, correct? Rava's the Chiddush. So how's Abaye going? If I was going just with a Svara, who Paskins like the Svara as a Lecha Mishnah set up? Who Paskins with the Svara? The Tur. Ein Echanami. If you're going with a pure Svara, then the Rambam doesn't make any sense. But who do we really Paskin like? Paskin like Abaye. Now, we have a catch 22. The Rambam gives us a Svara in the Pirush HaMishnayis. And in the Pirush HaMishnayis, the Rambam tells us a good Svara. The Rambam also, in Halacha Gimel, Vameivin Yavin, if you don't read the Rambam in the Mechudish Tikkaway the way I read the Rambam in Halacha Gimel, also says at the same time it's a Chiddush. Asks the Tzlach, how do you have both a Svara and a Chiddush existing in the same place? What's going on? Says the Tzlach, if you're keeping track, if this is in Dibra HaMaskel HaYotze on page Shin Chof Tes, says the Tzlach like this, there are two parts to the halachas of Eidim Zomim. The classic case of Eidim Zomim is a Chiddush. Ad Shesara Gufo Shaleidus. That's a Chiddush. But at the same time, the Amoraim searched for Psukim on the beginning of Hayam and Aleph. Why did the Amoraim search for Psukim? Because the Amoraim felt that there's something in Eidim Zomim that's a Chiddush. What's the chidush? The only time you can have the parsha of Edom Zom is the way the Torah describes it. Vasisim lo kashazom amasos la'achiv, where he says imanu wa yisem. So in such a case, there you're going to have the chidush. Only if you have that. That is the case of where you have hachosh and azama. Logic would indicate what? Logic would indicate that you should have regular azama there. There was a stira in the gufa edim, not in the edus. However, the Xeris HaKosov is coming to tell us, if you don't follow the prototype of kasher zaman, that's what we picked up on when Abaye, when we had the shita that says that it's a chidush. That's what we picked up on when we had the shita of a chidush. That's how the Rambam understands. In Kainim Advar, what do we have in our sugya? We have a case where Rava assumes what? Rava assumes that you've got Edim Zomimin by Knas, where you have Hakosha and Hazama together. Why does Rava assume that, right? How did Rava learn the parasha of Edim Zomimin? Let's look back. Baba Kama, Ayin Gimel, Amid Aleph. How did Rava say, Mikadu La'abar L'mafreya? Rava said, Mikadu La'abar. What's Rava saying when he says, Mikadu La'abar? So Rava understands that the whole parasha, from the beginning until the end, is one big kiddush. Abaye, when Abaye disagrees, Abaye holds that's not Xeris HaKosov. It is Xeris HaKosov. What's the Xeris HaKosov? The Xeris HaKosov is this particular case, when you have HaKosha with Hazama. In other words, the machlokis between Abaye and Rava is how I'm understanding the sugya. I can't make a shuwa or rice that this is how the tzlach understood it. But this is how I'm meeting Masbir. According to Abaye, what do you mean? It's not a chidush? The Torah is megala a chidush. Of course. It's not a classic case. But what's the chidush? If you have a regular case of hazama. So then, in a regular case of hazama, then, as we suggested, it's l'mafreyo nifsa. What's the chidush? It's not like Abaye had suggested mikanu la'abo. The chidush hakro is going to be a case we have both hakosha and hazama together. In Kainim Advar, the Rambam paskins like whom says the tzlach? He paskins like the Ilchasa, not like the Lechem Mishnah that set up the Rambam that he's going according to Rava. Until he gets to Marib and Leif. Not that he's going according to Rava. No! The Rambam's going to go with Abaye. However, when it comes to the Shita of Abaye, Abaye doesn't hold of Shita's Rava in Makis Dafeyam et Aleph. How did Rava learn on Makis Dafeyam et Aleph? Rava learned everything was Xeris HaKosuv. What does it mean that everything is Xeris HaKosuv? That's Mikadu La'abo Nisal. But he holds that if you have Hakosha and Hazama together, in such an instance, that's considered a full-fledged Hazama. The Rambam didn't pask like that. Why did the Rambam not pask in that way? Here's the chidush of the Tzlach. The Tzlach says the Xeris HaKosuv is telling us that when you have Hakosha and Hazama together, that's not called Hazama. Of course there's a logical svara for Hazama. That's what the Rambam said in the Pirush HaMishnayis. That's what the Rambam said in Halacha Aleph, in Perek Yudches Halacha Aleph. But then what is the Xeris HaKosov? The Xeris HaKosov is not telling us anything except for this particular case. The Xeris HaKosov is not as Abaye had suggested Mikanu La'abonit. The Xeris HaKosov is not the way that Rava had understood it. What's the Gzeres HaKosov? The Gzeres HaKosov is telling us this particular part of Hakosha. We have Hakosha and Azama together. So the Rambam doesn't pass like Rava. It's beautiful. It's Kafto Referach. Now let's go back to all the Tzarechiyuns. All the Tzarechiyuns now fall away. What was Tzarechiyun number one? Mordechai Yaakov said we're following your scorecard, right? Tzarechiyun number one is if you have an instance where you have both. Well, Perek Yutes Halacha Beis, that was our first one. Perek, that was number two. What was number one? What was it? What's Tzarechiyun number one?
When you add the email, that's only Hashanah.
On the Rambam with Yudchet Beis, that was the Tzarechiyun one.
That what part of Yudchet Beis?
You add the fact that the Imhur, that's not Hazama.
Why is it that the Rambam says that Hachosha with Hazama is not considered Zom? The answer is that that's the Gzeres HaKosel according to the Rambam of Edom Zomim. And that will reconcile the Stira as well between the Rambam. On the one hand he says Gzeres HaKosel, on the other hand he says a svara. That's the Gzeres HaKosov. And Be'etzem, you have to ask on Abaye himself. How could Abaye say, L'mafreyu nifsal, there's no chidush? There is a chidush of Kasher Zalman. What is it? Now, you could have invented other things, I'll admit. But the Nodim Yehuda, the Tzlach claims, this is the chidush when you have Akasha with Azalman. Now that answers, which one number is it? The one Yutes Beis. What number is that? Three? Number two, this answer is Tzarechiyun number two. In Yutes Beis, the Rambam mentioned all the cases of the Sugya. Rava is going to agree with Abaye in every single case, except one of them. He's going to disagree. Abaye is going to disagree with our Sugya in the case in which you have Knas on Lucy being stolen. Why specifically in that case? Because as the Tzlach was Medayek, that particular case of Lucy was a case in which you had both Achosha and Azama. Why? Because you can't explain Pshat in the Gemara, as we explained earlier, the case of Lucy, that the Diyun was whether, as Yosef and Binyamin had alleged, she was stole. There was a gneima tvicha on Sunday on Lucy the cow, or on Thursday. If you're going to explain it any other way, the Gemara won't make any sense. So that's the case of Achosh and Azala. And the Rambam Lushitos, the Yudches Beis, doesn't mention it. What about Tzarechiyun number three? What's that? Tzarechiyun number three? Yes, Amir?
That contradicts our Gemara.
The answer is that the Rambam does contradict the Gemara. Because it's Tzlach observed it was Rava. It's Rava Lushitasa. Rava Lushitasa holds that when you have Hakosh and Azama together, so then Rava holds that in such an instance, there, it's one big Svara. What does it mean it's one big Svara? Rava himself, and I Gimel said it's a chidush. The chidush hakra is to get the ball rolling. But once we have the ball rolling, so then we could explain what the svara of that is. Then, in such an instance, Rava is going to say that over here you have Hazama and Akasha. That's how maybe you get the ball rolling. You don't have to follow that last point. So the answer to question number three is that we're following this sugya's following the sheet of a Rava that goes with Hakosh and Azama together. Why Rava does, maybe we'll leave that for now. Because that's you have to look back, see if the Tzlach explains that well. But Rava's going with Hakosh and Azama working. But the Rambam Rashid also doesn't. Why? Because he understands, according to the sheet of Abaye, that it doesn't. According to Abaye, it's not going to work together. Why? Because even though Abaye says Lamafreyo Nifsal is a Svara, that's in regards to a classic case of Edom Zomim, it's a Svara. But if it's not a classic case of Edom Zomim, so then in such a case, there is some type of Gzeres HaKosov. The Gzeres HaKosov is in the case of Achosh and Azama. To be precise, what Gzeres HaKosov is it? Says the Tzlach, it's our Gzeres HaKosov that we had upstairs. The two psukim. Vihine eg shakar eg shakarina achet the shakar kufushal ladies. Why do I need that? It's a pure svara. The answer is no. There are cases, the pasuk is coming to mafkia, a case of achosha with hazam. Now, the weakest point in the tzlach is this havana that the Xeris Hakosu was gunning out to get Hakosha with Hazama. Mehechi Tesi. That's the weakest point in the tzlach. On the other hand, the whole binyan is an absolutely beautiful, beautiful binyan with all the beautiful diukin. Is this the Emes Lamito in the Rambam? I don't know. However, the diukim are haflid. They're awesome diukim. Starting with the diuk of pointing out that Shitas Rava. Starting with the fact that Rambam leaves it out over there. Starting with the pshat questions about whether the cases are Achosha and Azama. Whether this is, you know, the famous joke that they say that at the end of the day they one of the big Lamdonim was looking. He asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he was a tremendous person. So they said he could get a special chavaya in Shemayim and Gan Eden. What does he want? So he said, I would love to tell the Rambam all of my pshatim. So he went up and he got the schus to speak in the Rambam and learning. So he said, the Rambam asked him, so what do you say about my Mishnah Torah? So he says, oh, you have this stira. And he said, I said like this and like this and like that, and that's the yishu. So the Rambam said to him, that's not exactly what I meant. I just meant if you put the comma here, the question's going to fall away. He's a little frustrated. He had this beautiful shot in the Rambam. So then he says to him, okay, what about this difficulty you wrote about? So he says, the Rambam asked him, so what did you say? So I said, if you point out that it's in the Gavra and the Chafza, then in such a case, then the question falls away. So Rambam says, no, it's not the Teretz. I was going with the Yerushalmi. I wasn't going with the Bavli. If you're right, the Bavli's against, you don't need this fancy Teretz. So at the end he says, the Rambam doesn't know how to learn. So that's so every once in a while you have something that's so actually there's a politically incorrect version of the story that I don't say because there's a lot of truth to the joke. You know, just because it's a brilliant mahalach doesn't make it emes in the Rambam. On the other hand, I want to share with you just to get a sense, if you're gonna work on this tzlach, this is a beautiful pilpul. You see how many assumptions he's making? You could challenge many, many of the assumptions. But what I love about this pilpul is that he makes real solid diyukim over here in the sugya, and it's kedai for you to get a taste of a beautiful pilpul from one of the gedolei achronim. This is one approach in the Rambam. Maybe as time goes on, we'll discuss others as well. This is a beautiful diyuk, and it's kedai to get a taste of this tzlach. Now, I told you I'm going to spend half of the time this year on this status, and I still want to. It's just that we started late. Again, we're going to miss halacha. Okay. But let me hear a couple of... We'll take three ha'aris from the peanut gallery, and then we'll start his status, okay? Go ahead, Aaron Ansandik. Go ahead.
By being Yashiv, the Rambam just logged off the tour.
Yeah, the tzlach is not so worried right now about the tour. You mean because you put the tour then in the camp of Rava?
Yeah, and then Rava has no svara.
We can work on the tour. I think we come up with something. And we'll work together. I think that tzlach focused his energies in that direction, but I don't think that he abandoned entirely. Yes, Amir. Klefi the Rambam, it's not Lalach. No, one part of the Gemara. Only in the case of Knesset.
Like
what?
You said Lalach is like Abaya.
No, it's Abaya is not the Val Memra over here because he's going to disagree with the component of it according to Rava.
Retzer. Also, the Rambam himself in Yitzhak's, he...
By the way, now, every single one of you should go through this lot. During Seder, you don't have to. Went through and Seder, then you'll spend more time working on this if you have a status. But, now, every single one of you should go through the tzlach. If you want to know which are the most important pieces, I underline the most important parts. You'll notice how it's not our general style, right? It's not the general way we're miyashiv kashas with a big edifice with a lot of different assumptions. Generally, we zero in on the
the fundamental nekuda masbir the machlokas, and this and most of the kashas fall away. But this is what, if you've ever heard the expression pilful, by the way, most people don't know what they're talking about when they use these expressions. They confuse brisker iyun with pilful, and chasidah shahalach with brisker iyun, and pilful with lamdos. There are different styles. Just, you know, anything that's complicated, people call pilful. It's not accurate. It's not an accurate description. It's a particular style. It happens to be that pilful was very much attacked in the 19th century, both from the Haskalah, a large part of it came from the Haskalah that attacked pilful, but there was also Reb Chaim, in the tradition that we have from the Gra, was also not into such. You won't hear the Gra say Shtekel Torah like this. The Gra will say this in Tanakh, but the Gra will not say this in Halakh, such a style that you make five different assumptions and say, based on this, it all falls away. The Gra says, let's just read the Rishon and decide what the Rishon is. Decide what the Rishon is saying, and a lot of times the question will fall away. But you should. This is a beautiful, beautiful piece. Yeah.
Just a clarification. We said that the Rambam holds like a Baya, essentially, but then how come he quotes the Gemara in Yitzhak's Beis, which we said is like Rav?
No. Hafuch. It's Rava, but it's not Rava. Could anybody answer the question? How could the Rambam quote Yud Tes Beis, if that was the teachings of Rava? What's the answer? The teachings of Rava that Abaye would agree with, and it omits the teaching that Abaye would disagree with. And that's the case. What's that case? That's the case of Achoshe with Hazama. Beautiful. Last question. Rav Zev? Well, first, as Rabina says, we're here to serve the students. So is there any other Talmidim? All right, Zev, you lucked out. Go ahead.
I just push up.
Yeah.
Machloek is Abaye and Rava, the case of Achoshe Hazama. Abaye is saying it's a Pesach teaching something to me about it, and Rava said,
you've lost about that part?
The simple case, Achoshe Hazama. What's the Machloek is Abaye and Rava?
Well, first of all, there's nothing explicit about this.
Let's
be as broad as possible instead of being as precise as possible. And that is, the machlokas between Abaye and Rava, simply put, is whether Hakasha and Hazama is going to be problematic or not. Rava holds no, and Abaye holds yes. And according to the Tzlach,
no and yes means no, and therefore,
according to Rava, Hakasha with Hazama is zoomable.
Is Hazama.
Is zoomable, and according to Abaye, it's not. And the Rambam is following the Shita of Abaye. Why? So then the Tzlach says, because that's Gufa the Xeris Hakasov. Now, there are two ways to point out which Xeris HaKosov. Maybe it's Xeris HaKosov of Eitz Omim itself. Or the other way to say it is that it's Xeris HaKosov on top of Hei Amin Aleph that says Ad Shesor Gufo Shaleidus that we had in the beginning of this month. Rabosai, let's begin. The Mishnah says, Bo Achein Rezima, Bo Achein Rezima Afilu Meya, Kulam Yarogu. Reb Yehuda Omer Istatus Izu Ve'eno Nerag, Elakata Rishona Bilvat. By the way, there's a discussion in the Rishonim what exactly the word istatus means. We're going to go with the standard approach. Tosas brings it up. Maybe we'll discuss a little more tomorrow. We're a little bit out of time. I want to ask the basic questions in the sugya. Istatus Izu means, let's go with the standard approach, that these guys are liars. So we have machlokas between Reb Yehuda and the Rabban. Now let's Rabosai immediately do what A.B. asked me on the first day of the Zman. Maybe he didn't focus on the most compelling part of the sugya, of the Mishnah and so on, and didn't focus on the Gemara, but when he read the Mishnah, he asked a fair question. It wasn't necessarily the primary point, but it was a fair question. What's the case of istatus? What exactly is the case? What's the case of the Mishnah? Yes, Michal?
It's my focus, Rashi Rat.
Very good, beautiful. So Michal notices Rabbeinu Chananel. According to Rashi, it seems to be the following. Let's take a look at Rashi and the Mishnah. Afilu, im hein mea kito zuacharzu, katachas hazimasan fulon yarobu. Rashi, it seems that what happens is you have Yisachar and Zvulun, that every single set of Eidim come, they passel them. So A.B. asked,
Maybe it's a different shot. Maybe you could be Masbir our Gemara differently. Zok the Heilige Rabbeinu Chananel. Mr. Shem will be able to say the Heilige Ebi. But Zok the Heilige Rabbeinu Chananel like Ebi. Bo Achen Rezimo Eidim. Bo. Let's do that again. Bo Acherim. Vizimu Ha Eidim. Bo Acherim. Vizimu Ha Mezimim. Ubo Eid Acherim. Vizimu mezimi hamezimin. Kulan yezum. How did Rabbeinu Chanana learn the case of the Mishnah? Very differently than Rashi. It's not that Yisachar and Zvulun zoomed everybody. But what's the pshat? Yisachar and Zvulun zoomed Yosef and Binyamin. Then, Levi and Shimon, Shimon's already been used, whoever it is, came, the next God of Edom came, and they zoomed Yisachar and okay? Well, so you've got this constant case in which somebody's zooming someone else, and then they themselves get zoomed on their angels. That's how Rabbeinu Chanana learns. Now, Rabosai, I want you to be omel in the sugya, and try to prove from the minei ubei of the sugya which pshat is more mukhrach. Now we get back from Pilpul, beautiful Pilpul. It's kedai for one day to go to the lab and to see an example of Pilpul. And now to get back to Minei Ubei and Gemar Rashi and see which pshat is more mukhrach. And to fight about it, and then Bezer Hashem tomorrow will pound it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Statis Yizub, Tehe Ilidu Gemar. I Statis Yizu, Afilu Katrishon Anami, Lo. If it's a status, then why is it that it's only, what was the Lashon HaMishnah according to Reb Yehuda? Reb Yehuda Amar status Yizu Vein Neregel Kata Rishon Bilvav. What does it mean? Vein Neregel Kata Rishon Bilvav. Even the first cat shouldn't be killed. If we're choshesh that these guys are killers, Amar Reb Yavo Shekot Buvar. Alright, it was Nebuch. At the time, they Zvulun and Binyamin said, Imanu Yisem on Yosef and Binyamin, Yisachar and Zvulun said, Imanu Yisem Yosef and Binyamin. So then in such a case, we didn't know that they were Istatus. Then after everybody came and they kept on saying, Imanu Yisem, Imanu Yisem, Imanu Yisem. So then in such a case, we now know that they're Istatus. Amar Rabbi Avosha Kamu Vahargu. Maida Hava Havi. So it asks the Gemara, if it's Kanu Vahargu, so then why does Rabbi Yehuda say that? That's just, or is, that's not a halacha. From Rabbi Yehuda's lashon, it sounds like it's a halacha. El Mavrava Hachi Kamer, im Eino Ela Kat Achas Neeragis. Yigot Fei, Ein Neeragim. Eino Chanami, the first Kat that Yisachar and Zvulun come to be made against, they get killed. If there are others, so then no one gets killed. Asks the Gemara, ha bilvad kamar. It sounds bilvad means that we don't believe the other ones are then they're not believed. Asks the Gemara, but bilvad kamar. It says bilvad. What does the word bilvad mean? The word bilvad seems to indicate that we believe Yisachar and Zvulun on Yosef and Binyamin, and we kill Yosef and Binyamin, not everybody else. So that's a strong kasha. That's an amazing thing. Gemara leaves off that we don't know how to read our Mishnah. Amazing phenomenon. Our Mishnah is not readable. Okay. I didn't see anybody that's miyashiv the Lashon Mishnah. I can't recall many cases in Shas where you have that just the Mishnah is not readable. The Gemara gets stuck. The Gemara says, Kasha, we don't know how to make sense of the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, he is the son, there was a woman, the Icy Sadi, Vishtakir. She brought Edom, and the Edom turns out that they were lying. Isi Sadi Vishtakir. And then there was another set of Edom, and they lied. Asa Isi Sadi Achrini Delo Vishtakir. And then she brought another set of Edom that didn't, they weren't caught in a lie. Amar Reish Lakish Huchzeko Zu. Reish Lakish said that she is Muchzeka. Huchzeka means she. Huchzeka Zu says Rashi, Lahavi Ede Sheker. We're not going to listen to anybody that she brings. From Rashi, it's not clear whether we're not going to The Pashtus is that we're not going to accept the Edom that haven't been indicted. Well, it's not Mefurish in the Rashi, but the Pashtus, that's what it means. Amar Yishlach HaShulchan Pazuk, that she's bringing lying Edom, and we're not going to even accept this third set that weren't proven to be liars. Continues the Gemara. Gemara says, Amar Lei, Rabbi Elazar, Im Hi Uchsika, if she's going to be Musuk, call Yisrael Hi Uchsiku. Is all Klal Yisrael Musa? Zimnin Havi Yasvi Kamed Rabbi Yochanan. There one time they were sitting in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, what's Rabbi Lazar's Svara? Rabbi Lazar's Svara is that this is not going to qualify as Huchzika. Why? Because, can anybody spell flesh out? Let's just flesh out. What's Rabbi Lazar's Svara? Yeah, go ahead.
Every time,
say louder. I've been staying the whole time, so people in the back can hear. So say it louder.
Every time that she's going to bring Edom to testify, so all of her, any two people that she could bring, it could be anybody from Klal Yisrael. So it could be. Are we saying that everybody from Klal Yisrael is
very good? You've only proven that she's not straight, but we haven't proven that the Edom are not straight. Okay, Rabosa, I see. I'm not going to analyze yet, and be able to analyze the Mishonim. Let's just then analyze the Gemara itself. How would you be masbir the Nekudas HaMachlokas between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan? What do you think is behind this Machlokas? Who makes more sense to you? Always do this before you read the Rishonim. To analyze the Gemara itself, who makes more sense to you? Which Shita makes more sense? L'chura, the argument, the retort of Rabbi Lazar, is a very, very, very powerful retort. Very powerful retort. At the end of the day, fine, she's a liar. That's not the question. Question is not whether she could serve as a rabbi. Question is not whether she could serve as an aide by Kiddushin. The question is not whether she's an honest woman. Question is whether she's chayiv money or she's not chayiv money. Last week's parsha, Losedar Ani Berivo, right? You're not supposed to favor people in when there's a Din Torah. You're not allowed to favor a tzaddik over a rasha in a Din Torah. You have to take into account. But otherwise, take into account that maybe the information a rasha gives you is not correct. But if at the end of the day, it's possible for a tzaddik to have to pay the rasha. It's possible for a tzaddik to be guilty. In Kedem Advarim. So what's the chat in Reish Lakish? Leave aside for a moment whether Reish Lakish or Rabbi Yochanan are arguing Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda. Let's leave that aside. Just what's Pashup Shat in Reish Lakish or Rabbi Yochanan? What's Pashup Shat? So the Ritva asks a fascinating question. I'm running out of time. The Ritva asks a question in the other direction. The Ritva asks, if Rabbi Yochanan agrees she's a liar, so now that proves her taina is not true. If Rabbi Yochanan agrees she's a liar, so then that means that the taina is not true. If the taina is not true, then the Edom are for sure liars. Wherever her taina is, he owes me $100. Zok the Ritva, he turns the kasha on the head. I thought that the Pashtus was like Rabbi Yochanan. Ask the Ritva, I don't understand Rabbi Yochanan. Once she's a liar, then the Edom are a liar as well. So Rabosai, now I'm just confused. A second ago, I thought Rabbi Yochanan makes sense. Now I have the Ritva's kasha. We have to pick up with this Bezer Hashem.